When booking availability opened for the Berg Lake Trail in northern BC's Mount Robson Provincial Park at 7 a.m. on March 1, Whistler local Michelle Cormier was already logged on, eager to snag a highly coveted backcountry camping reservation and cross the world-renowned trail off of her list in 2021. "We got super, super lucky and were actually booked at a site at Berg Lake on Canada Day," she explained. Cormier and hiking partner Sarah Clark plan to hike the approximately 23-kilometer trail over 5 days and four nights. Whether that timing was, in fact, lucky is debatable. Cormier and Clark can now stake their claim as two of the last people to visit Berg Lake this season, after a record-breaking heatwave and rapidly melting snowpack earlier this summer caused the Robson River's water levels to rise dramatically, prompting the park's closure and the stranding of several hiking parties. The pair was among several groups evacuated from the park by helicopter on July 2, after sections of the trail were washed out. While Cormier and Clark were warned of rising water levels prior to setting off on their trip on July 29, neither was prepared for the rapid escalation of the situation. "BC Parks said, 'Be prepared, because you're going to be in knee-deep water,'" Cormier recalled. But as they traversed the first 7 kilometers of the trail to Kinney Lake by bike, 5 feet 3 inches, Cormier said the water, in some spots, was hitting her at the waist rather than the knees. Upon arrival at their first destination, the campsites were completely washed out, right next to the lake, she recalled. After a stop at Emperor Falls on their second night, the pair finally made it to Berg Lake on July 1, only to be met by a park ranger asking if they'd heard the news. "We said, 'No, we haven't, what's going on?'" Cormier recalled. "And he said, 'I've got some unfortunate news. The trail's closed.'" The ranger asked Cormier and Clark to backtrack as far down as they could make it. But after already completing the 5-kilometer trek from Emperor Falls to Berg Lake, Cormier said she didn't feel comfortable adding another 21 kilometers onto the day's trip, in scorching temperatures and while carrying 60-liter backpacks, in order to reach the trailhead. Instead, the pair decided it was safer to wait it out at the Whitehorn campsite, located at the 11 km mark. However, that night a violent storm moved in and the duo were pounded by hail, thunder, lightning and torrential rain. "The worst storm that I've ever experienced in my life," Cormier said. The weather contributed even further to the already high water levels. By morning, the raging river had washed out bridges and rendered the hike out too dangerous. "The only way to get out of the area was with the help of search and rescue teams," said Cormier. Within hours, the duo, along with several other stranded hikers, was rescued and flown off the mountain in helicopters from Prince George, a once-in-a-lifetime experience that Cormier described as an unexpected highlight of an otherwise stressful situation. "I was pretty stoked about that. I've never been in a helicopter before," she said with a laugh. The evacuation, however, meant the pair had to abandon their mountain bikes, which were still locked at Kinney Lake. Cormier was prepared to count the bikes as an unfortunate loss, but, just in case, gave search and rescue crews the locks combination and keys. But to her surprise, they flew the heli and picked up the bikes. She added, "One of the rangers delivered the bikes to us at the brewery in Vailmont. Talk about customer service." Reflecting on the trip, Cormier expressed her gratitude for BC's search and rescue volunteers and BC Parks staff, and, particularly as the effects of climate change become clearer, cautioned other hikers to be ready for anything while out in the mountains. "They did a phenomenal job," she said. "You just never know what Mother Nature is going to throw at you. Always be prepared for the worst." That was definitely my biggest takeaway. After becoming one of the very last hikers to stand on Berg Lake's shores in 2021, Cormier added that she's thanking her lucky stars to have made it to the pinnacle of the trail, even if their time spent there was brief, and is already looking forward to returning to complete the trip. "The experience just gives me more motivation to go back," she said. BC Parks announced last week that the entire Berg Lake Trail system will remain closed for camping for the duration of the 2021 season, due to damage caused by the flooding.